the competition. This is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm gonna be true to me, my opportunity.
I have no idea how to start. Honestly, I'm so tired.
Great good energy.
Welcome. Great energy and welcome to the America's Next Top Best Friend podcast.
Welcome.
Yes, brought up my energy right fast, right quick. I am your very energetic host, Amanda Mitchell, and I'm here today with my favorite person, Hillary Lily of the Valley Sussman.
Thank you. I'm lying with my Real Housewife collage blanket.
Yes. Terrifying. It's Who so is that scary. One?
This one's Carol.
Oh, it's Carol.
And right
okay.
next to her is Steven Tyler.
Oh, lovely.
It's like a look-alike situation. Uh-huh.
Situation, yes. Very
bad. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I have so much. I still have to work after this. I'm still working. I have things I got to do. But it's fine. But other than that, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just finalized my plans for my LA sublet this fall. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out on the West Coast. Dear listeners, if you have any recommendations, I'm going to be staying in like the Silver Lake area. I'd love mm-hmm. any and all feedback.
Things to do.
Finally meet one of my California pen pals from the podcast, Sweet Sparrow. Yeah,
possibly. I don't even know where he is. He's somewhere around there.
San Fran, but maybe... Who's
I don't
say?
Think so. We'll find out. He'll text us.
What did
us
you
know.
Think of this week's episode?
Honestly, I fully forgot until I looking at my notes now, and I did these notes less than 6 hours ago. Like I already forgot this episode.
I
it was a good episode.
I liked it. I just get sad when my favorites don't do well. A.K.A. Joanna.
And our favorite did not do well. Yeah. And Joanna especially had... It was not a good week for her. For
a
sweet baby girl. Yeah. I guess... we're at the middle of the season. The person who went home was the girl who should have gone home.
Oh, yeah. It's officially the halfway point.
Mm-hmm. But also, I was like, okay... Okay, we'll get there. We'll get there, because we are at the halfway point. But
so,
what's this episode
season
called?
Episode 6.
Yes.
It's called Magazine Animals.
Okay, that's very literal.
and... Wait, where's my thing? Sorry, it's loading. My notes are mm-hmm. loading. The iCloud
Classic.
Had to take a second.
Uh-huh.
So everyone, we have to take a second to kind of... go over what happened with Kim last week
mm-hmm.
because you have to do a previously on after that meltdown. So
of
the
course.
Girls are all like, Kim basically insulted everybody's jobs here and said that like the fashion industry isn't like a real career path.
Yeah.
And
Amanda called it a big wet fish to the face.
Yeah.
It was like good descriptive term, Amanda.
And then they go back to the house and they see that she left a message being like, sup, Kate, go kick those bitches' asses or whatever. And they're just like, oh my God. I'm like, what
a loser. I think she tried to make sup like her tagline. Like, I think she tried to make it like a thing that she said. Like a catchphrase.
The only sup. Catchphrase that belongs to is the sup podcast. Sexy Unique
yeah.
podcast.
Sup.
So yeah, Catherine, you can tell even she's, like, embarrassed that Kim directed it to her, and she's like, oh, great, I'm the weird one's friend.
Very that. Like, she's like, oh. And, like, even Jessica's like, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Jessica's like, that's nice, she acknowledged you. And Catherine's just like,
mm-hmm.
And then Brittany cries to her mom on the phone.
She is sobbing on the phone to her mom. And I was like, good, Brittany, you do have emotions.
Because she's 16.
Mm-hmm. She just doesn't know how to express them in a proper way.
Yeah, it's the first time she's, like, acted her age so far.
Definitely that. And then the next day... Jez Smith comes in wearing a leather bomber jacket. I needed to discuss that.
Yes.
A leather bomber jacket, Hillary Sussman.
Was it like a members only jacket?
No.
It was leather. Okay.
It was leather.
Mm.
Gross. It was not. It was more caramel brown than members only.
No.
She said it.
So, yeah, he comes in and is basically like, we're doing a teach about angles on camera, and he takes the girls to a photo studio with international model scout, Nicola Koch.
Yes.
They didn't do chirons at all this episode, and I found myself just making up names.
Very confusing.
Confusing. Mm-hmm. Yep. But the girls have to take off all of their makeup because the brand has somehow to get their Nivea sponsorship in.
Yeah, there's a huge Nivea ad.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, using Nivea products to take off our makeup. Nivea, 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 Nivea.
Nivea headbands to hold back our hair.
Literally.
Nivea bowls of water to wash our faces in.
Literally. Nivea robes.
Nivea just robes. Then they all sit down with Nicola, and he basically points out their best and worst features and how to highlight it in front of a camera, which is a really interesting teach that I would pay for.
I would pay for this, for somebody to just tell me how to angle my face.
Yeah.
So like, when I was talking to Kelsey about her droopy eye, I was like, tell me about it.
Yeah, I have one, too. I have a little eye.
Like, I was, like, flexing. I was like, okay. Okay, that's what I gotta do? Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Brittany, her face is on a perfect grid.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a worst feature, but she also just doesn't have expressions or know how to project any kind of emotion.
Yeah, because her face is, like, perfectly proportioned. Mm-hmm. It's frightening. When they pointed it out, I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's why she's so beautiful.
She's super symmetrical.
Mm-hmm, she's so symmetrical.
Joanna has her best feature is obviously her eyes.
They're know.
Perfect. Hi, buddy. Buddy came in. He's checking things out.
Hi, buddy.
You want to come up? He's coming up.
Hi, buddy.
And then Catherine, come here. Oh, careful. He almost fell off the bed. Catherine had a breakout, so she got shamed for that and was told to stay away from fatty and fried foods, even though she probably already does that. And she's probably been told that her whole life, and she probably just needs to go on Accutane.
She probably just needs to go to Accutane at this point. Like, it's not a discussion, you know?
Kelsey, Little Eye, Jess has a weak chin.
I mean, we know. Jess doesn't have a chin.
Jess is a Tim Burton.
She really is. She looks like a drawing from, like, Coraline. Corpse Bride.
So, okay, can you explain the Amanda lips issue to me?
Okay. First of all, Amanda doesn't have them. That's the main issue.
Is that what it is?
I think that's one of the biggest things. But she just holds all of her tension in her mouth. So, I think it's because she's focusing so hard. So, like, it doesn't look like her lips are pursed, but they just look weird because she's just, like, you can tell she's putting all of her tension in her mouth.
Oh, so she's, like, pruning a little.
Yes. And so, like, when they said to her, like, have your lips closed but your mouth open. Mm-hmm. Everyone looks beautiful that way. Everyone looks beautiful with their lips closed and their mouth open.
No,
it changes your face. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it took me, like, a minute to understand what he was saying, but then I got it.
Yeah, because, once you put it together, you're like, how does that work? But it's in, and it does, but that's what she needs to do. She just needs to, like they say, like, just, like, do lip exercises to just remember, like, because she doesn't have enough muscle function in the lower half of her face.
Hmm.
Like, it's basically that. It's almost a failure of her facial muscular function.
And then Sophie, in no makeup, once again, just shocks me with her beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So gorgeous.
Looking so gorgeous. I hate her.
And she didn't really get any feedback that I remember.
No, they were just, like, pointing out just, like, that they're she's just beautiful. Like, she just needs cool. to, she just does too much, and she almost pouts a little too much. She's a little bit too much of the sex kitten because her lips are so generous.
I just got back from Baltimore yesterday, so Buddy is craving attention. I'm sorry. Every time I stop petting him, he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
My friend was dog-sitting this weekend for a dog who basically did that. Like, every time you pet her, she would, like, look back. When you stop, she would look back and be like, hey,
he'll physically nuzzle my hand if I stop and, like, put it up back onto his head. It's so cute. It's so cute! So then the girls do, like, about 10 shots with Jez that opposes that they learn from Nicola, and Jez is pleasantly surprised with Brittany because she actually does well.
Because she does. Those photos were beautiful.
Brittany's was one of the best in this challenge, I thought.
When they said she started flirting, I was like, yeah, because Jez is hot. Like,
well, yeah. Yeah,
he's but Nigel. She finally did it. She gave all the emotions. It was great. Loved it.
Joanna did amazing. Mm-hmm. Catherine, vulnerable. Kelsey, they're like, yeah, you have a little eye, but, like, she's still gonna get booked.
Right, they all know.
That's not gonna stop her.
They talk about Catherine's having a sense of sadness in her eyes.
Totally.
Jez is like, I love that, but it doesn't work at all, Brams. And I was just like, but you just read her for being depressed in public.
She's like, can I get Gemma's number?
Please?
For her therapist.
She is a baby Gemma.
She is a baby Gemma. I totally see mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And she's got that, like, yeah, she does have that kind of quiet sadness mm-hmm. about her.
The Gemma essence. Sophie does not know how to smile.
Sophie's smile doesn't reach her eyes. That's what it is.
Like, full mouth, no teeth.
It's like a...
full mouth. Like, you can... It's like, no, you can see only the upper, her upper teeth. It's like...
No, and then, like, scary. All of her smile wrinkles come out, and scary. She looks 40.
Yeah, no, terrifying. They get on Amanda for only having one expression, and they're like, it's really hard for a model with small features to be expressive. And I was like, Catherine?
Oh, yeah, and then Jess lost her chin. Because Jess, they took a photo of her where her head's turned a certain way and then tilted down, and she actually looks a little scary. Like, not human.
It was terrifying. Like,
ex
like,
machina.
Mm-hmm. No. Ugh, ex machina. What a movie.
So Oscar then the Isaac. Roles get taken to Carnival Film Studios, and Charlotte's there with a commercial director, Josh Logue.
Yes. And they're going to be casting for the first TV commercial, or TVC, as we're going to hear it for the rest of the episode, for Telstra.
Telstra. And the concept is Life of the Party.
Life of the Party.
So there's four roles they're casting for. Mm-hmm. And the girls have to, like, bring a masculine and a feminine energy, because they're going to be in suits for half of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So Kelsey's, like, shy at first, and it doesn't seem like she did well.
Yeah, no, I didn't think she did well.
But. And then Catherine, she has a good attitude. Sophie mm-hmm. was too model-y. We learned that Jess used to want to be an actress.
She wanted to be on, I meant to
what
look
show
it up.
Is this? It's like Green Hold Acres on. Or something.
Green Acres. Blue Healers.
Blue Healers.
On. Google. Tell me what Blue Healers is.
Alexa, what's Blue Healers?
It's an Australian police drama.
That explains it.
That ran for 12 years from 1994 to 2006. So it's about a small fictional town called Mount Thomas in Victoria. It's one of the highest rated and most awarded programs in Australian television, having won 5 Logie Awards.
Bye.
So maybe it's like a 90210. I mean, not 90210. An NYPD Blue.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like a Boston Legal NYPD uh-huh. Blue situation.
One of those David E. Kelly dramas about police people in a city.
And then Amanda does well. She's, like, probably the best, because she actually, we see her not be a robot.
Yeah, finally. Yeah. Also, Brittany, like, she barely fits on screen because she's so tall, but she looks so good. Like, she looks beautiful. I was like, wow, good for her.
Then they have the choreographer.
I think it's because she would
out.
Make a really pretty boy. She would
Brittany?
Make, like, a really, yeah, just,
oh,
like, a
totally.
Really pretty boy.
Like a...
Macaulay Culkin.
Like a blonde.
Like, yeah.
Like, New England born.
Uh-huh.
Private
a man
school
named
educated.
Trent. His name is Trent, or...
Or Callum.
Or, mm-hmm, or Craig. Or any of the above.
Yeah. Last name, first name, I could see.
Absolutely. Gross. Something like Wellington.
Then William, the choreographer, comes in and teaches them a dance, but it never looks like a dance. It actually just looks like white girls dancing.
Yeah, it just looks like them standing around.
Other than, like, bumping hips and giving a little bit of, like, the Parent Trap handshake, I don't see any real choreography. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I mean, I didn't see any choreography. Like, I didn't see... what I saw was
I would love to see this dancing in its final pairs. Form, though.
Yeah, why didn't we get to see that?
Did Nick send it?
No, I don't think so.
So, then what I have thought from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Joanna and Kelsey are basically twins, so they're never going to get booked for the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. And they need more differentiation, because they read similar IRL, and especially on camera.
Yeah. So it's basically, like, the introduction of the competition that will be between best friends, Kelsey and Joanna.
Yep.
The commercial's being shot tomorrow, and the client, Chantal Walker, he's the director of branding for Telstra.
Telstra.
Wait, what is Telstra again?
I think Telstra's like a Verizon wireless. I think it's like a telephone company.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, she comes out and she's like, I've been watching the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Winners are Kelsey, Amanda, Jessica, and Brittany. And, like, so yes, but it's also like, if you were so against casting the same type, why did you cast three pale brunettes and then, like, a tan blonde? Like, wouldn't you want... I don't know. I feel like... I guess...
Who are they gonna put? There is no extra flavor in there. Those are the two breeds that we have.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Tan blonde and pale brunette. That's it.
Like, that's like we only have two breeds of people. That's it. And this is the first challenge win for Jessica and Brittany, which means that Catherine is the only one the entire season who hasn't won a challenge.
Sad.
I know.
Sad. And this is basically, like, the first time that Joanna hasn't won something.
Mm-hmm. And Joanna's especially butthurt.
And she is. Keep calling the losers the leftovers. And I would love to see an HBO show about three models, like, who got passed over.
Instead of, like, the leftovers starting Justin Theroux, it's like the leftovers about this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the house and we get, like, a loser montage for each of them.
That's the best way to describe it.
It's just so, like, sad music. Catherine's in bed with wet hair.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I've never won anything in my life. And right. Sophie's, like, sitting against her glass balcony in, the one strip of sunlight that's left before the sun sets.
It's and so... just, like,
crying in her fucking foundation lips that I... God, when will we see the last of them?
They will never die, Hillary. She will go to her grave wearing foundation lips.
Can we find her Instagram? I'm gonna go look at her Instagram. She's still foundation lipping.
I'm gonna find out. Hold on.
And then
give me a minute!
Joanna, basically all of her friends won, except Brittany. But, like, Jess, Amanda, and Kelsey all won. So she is... of course, gonna go hang out with the winners, and then she has to watch them practice, and she's super butthurt about it, and cannot encourage them.
Did she wear foundation lips on her wedding day?
No.
I can't tell. Hold on. Her photos are so filtered, I can't tell.
Oof, that tracks.
Like, they all, like, it's very stylized.
What filtered. Do you, like, built-in Instagram filters, or, like, separate editing app
filters? Separate editing app filters.
Is she a face tuner?
Oh, for sure. Sophie. Okay, this one doesn't look that bad. I mean, of course she is. She's a model, Hillary.
I know, but I would have thought that she would have built some self-confidence since this.
Yeah, like, some of these are so... Oof. Oof. Like, hold on.
Foundation lips?
I can't... I don't... None of them have... No, there's no photos of her without makeup where I can judge this thing. You know, like, where they're not, like, stylized photographs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think she is. Like, I'm looking at this one. Like, I can't see her. Maybe her lips are just that color, Hillary. Her lips could just be that color. We could have just been railing on her this entire time.
Her lips are not that color. We've seen her without makeup on.
I know. I'm just sending you.
She is still wearing foundation lips.
I told you. But, like, they're also photo so with her filtery. Husband,
she's got full foundation lips on.
But then
on.
Here, we see them.
Yeah. These are gorgeous. That is what her lips need to look like.
Like, here, even here, she's got something on her lips. But, like, guys, this is fascinating. But then, what?
Sophie, what? Get it together.
Stop it. Stop it.
So, the girls have to wake up at 4 a.m. the next day, even the losers. And they go to the Sydney Theater where they're shooting, and the director of the shoot is like, the leftover, it keeps referring to the losers as the leftovers, and is like, you're gonna at least be extras, so you can put that on your resumes, which is cool, instead of making them, like, PA for the day.
Right.
So the winners get hair and makeup, and the losers have to do their own.
I was like, and they put them, like, right in the line of sight of watching the other girls get their makeup done. I was like, you guys, can you guys not?
I was like, if you're at least gonna make Sophie do her own makeup, can you just, like, have one of the makeup artists quickly run a lipstick over her lips? Or, like, some kind of lip gloss or something?
Or just, like, a liner. Just a liner. You know?
Yeah.
That's easy enough.
Yeah, exactly. So, we start the shoot. Jess is, like, a rockabilly chick is basically what she gets styled as. Which is her brand.
To me, she looks like she's a Robert Palmer girl.
Which is her brand.
And the red, the bright red lip, the vinyl latex style red lip. Love to see it.
Amanda is in an Alex Perry dress, and it is one of the most gorgeous things I've ever seen. It has this feathery neckline.
Uh-huh.
And it, on her, just, like, takes her to 11.
Like, we can say what we want about Alex Perry. That dude can design. Oh, he'd be designing. He stays designing.
Mm-hmm.
Talented.
And Brittany, they make her take her high heels off because she's, like, her head is out of the frame. And she's too tall compared to the other girls. And then she takes them off and she's still, like, a little bit taller than the girls in their heels.
Oh my god.
That bitch is tall.
That bitch is tall. Loved it, though.
She's 6 foot, and then Amanda is 5'9½, Kelsey's 7½, and Jess is 5'11.
Yeah, like, this is, like, that's problematic. That's problematic as fuck. Yeah, so they keep looking over at the other girls, and the other three girls just have the stankiest of stank faces on.
I know, I was like, they must have been directed to look like that, because otherwise miserable. The director would have said something, right? Uh-huh.
I would hope so. I would fucking hope so.
But yeah, but everybody, like, Joanna keeps commenting especially. On how miserable Joanna looks.
Yeah, she looks like she, like, someone, she's watching someone take a shit in her shoe.
And Catherine, Amanda's just straight up annoyed with Catherine. She's like, her bad attitude and her energy is getting me down, and it's getting in the way of my good vibes, and I don't like it.
But even Catherine is like, I'm doing a better job of taking the dry and rejection than Joanna, and I haven't booked a single thing all season.
That's the thing. Oh, no, I think it was Sophie that said that. She was like, this is my third time being rejected, and it's Joanna's first, and she
is
acting like it's the end of the fucking world.
I love it. I love to see it. It's so fucking funny. It's so funny. I can't help it.
Kelsey does fantastic. They're super impressed. She goes, like, above and beyond what they expected her to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's Kelsey, babe. Because
she's Kelsey, babe.
She's Kelsey, babe.
Babs. Brittany and, like,
Go Girl Give Us Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Like, she just truly is just walking from one point to another.
She has to, yeah, she's the girl who, like, secretly plugs her phone into the DJ booth and gets the party started. And then I think she has to whip her hair, and she just does not have the sass necessary to pull it off.
Mm-mm. Like, she takes a while to warm up, and even when she's warmed up, she's not warm. Yana?
No. She's lukewarm. She's tepid.
Uh-huh. Tell them, stud.
So they finally wrap for the day. It's nighttime now. They got there at 4 a.m. Just imagine.
Yeah, that's a long time. I didn't notice that. That's a really long time.
And the phone rings, and it's a Sarah mail. Our first of the episode.
Yes, there's a picture of a Cosmopolitan cover. No idea who it was because the quality of this phone is garbage. Mm-hmm. But it says, tomorrow, the test continues. We will decide, the lions from the lambs. Trust your instincts.
Dun-dun.
Yeah. So the girls the next day head to the set. And Josh Flynn is there, of course.
Of course.
And he's there with Bronwyn McCann, another woman who, again, her name just looks like Scrabble tiles to me.
The name Bronwyn has been forever ruined for me, let's be honest.
For you? Not just for you, honey. For everyone. We will never be able, I will never forgive Andy Cohen for that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? No, the worst part is, I kind of think she should have gotten a third season. I wanted to see the train wreck just hit the wall. Like, I wanted to see the whole train wreck all the way through. She hadn't fully made me, I mean, I didn't watch any last season either, so.
That whole cast needs to be torn out and rebuilt, because it is, nobody is good television. Like, they took They got rid of the racist Republicans, thank God, and now we're left with, the most boring white bread little shits, and I'm like,
we're left with Gina, who can't drive.
Ugh.
We're left with
Emily.
Is Emily still there?
Yeah.
Why?
Exactly. I don't care about Bronwyn. I don't care about Catherine. I don't care about any of them.
Catherine definitely got fired.
I want everyone to get fired and just, redo it. Start anew.
Heather Dubrow's coming back, so there's that.
That's right, thank God. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But, it's like for years, I would literally say OC is the best franchise, OC is the best franchise, and I haven't been able to say that in a long, long time. So, I mean, totally. It's also Potomac. Potomac came and ripped my heart out.
Oh, it's back. So, I gotta watch it.
Me too, I haven't watched any of it. I've been busy.
So the girls are shooting an 8-page editorial for Cosmo where each girl gets to wear 2 accessories and pose with 2 animals. So basically each girl gets 2 shoots.
Mm-hmm.
2 chances to not fuck it up.
2 chances to not fuck it up.
The stylist is Cosmo fashion director, Nicole?
Oh, I didn't write her name down.
Hold it's on. Somewhere on further wiki. Down in my notes. Again, there were no Chirons. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was something. I can't remember her name. Oh, my God.
And the photographer is Richard Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Kelsey's up first. She poses
with an alligator. Nicole Adolfi.
Thank you. Adolfi. Uh-huh. Nicole Adolfi. Kelsey's posing with, all these chains and a, little baby alligator.
Uh-huh.
And it's spooky.
It's spooky, it's good.
Who would you be most scared to pose with of these animals?
The alligator. I wouldn't be scared of any of them. Probably the bird. I don't like birds.
I don't like birds either. Wait, but I'd be more scared of the owl than the macaw, though. Because the owl,
I would be way more scared of the macaw than the owl.
Well, there you go.
I also have the note, out comes a giant snake, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, yeah. They bring out a huge python.
Giant python.
To be like, twist, you're posing with animals.
Twist!
And Joanna looks...
crippled.
Yeah. Her face, all the color drains from it, and she's just like...
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
So, exactly. Kelsey does well. On her alligator shoot, and then with her pig and purse shoot, Sophie poses with the python, and her makeup today is heaven. I wish you would wear this.
It is. Whoever did her face here.
Bless you. You did an amazing job. You are a saint. You deserve a medal.
And her goldfish shoot is incredible. It's probably one of my favorites of the day.
Oh, I loved it. It's just the way so she minimal posed. And
cool. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite styling, though, was the wooden one. So, with the owl.
Oh, with the those owl.
Wooden yeah, sunglasses those glasses. And then the uh-huh. wooden purse.
Mm-hmm. I loved that. I love an accessory shoot. I really yeah. do. Like it's just like, especially what if you have they? A really like, good
the
model.
Alligator was chains. What was the pig was a purse, like leather or something?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know what the python was.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't want to pose with a pig either. Fuck that pig.
The pig no, be squealing. It's a
cute little pig.
It was so, like, loud. I'm sorry. I want to be the loudest person in the room. I don't want to be competing with a pig.
But it was a cute pig.
It was
I don't know what the goldfish trend was. Mm-mm. The Dalmatian one must have been, like, black and white.
Yeah, that was clear to me. But also, Nicole Adolfi is also wearing bright orange blush, and we have to talk about the way she applied it.
Yeah, because she's got those white half moons under her under eyes.
Uh-huh.
She needed a color-based under eye concealer, like with a green yeah. undertone, or, you know, mm-hmm. we have those now. She
yeah, a color corrector. A color corrector.
She needs a color corrector, and she's a stylist
mm-hmm.
for Cosmo.
Right.
How does she not know about this?
Bright orange blush, which again, I love an orange blush. I love a coral blush, but I love an orange blush. And I think it's the certain mindsets and time and place you can pull that shit off marvelously. She just only applied it on like the balls of her cheeks, like a doll, and didn't even like the balls of her cheeks, the apples of her cheeks, and didn't even blend it out.
She needed to blend it up towards her hairline, give us mm-hmm. some 80s high cheekbones.
It was not good. It offended me yeah. to my core.
It did like shock me.
It did not hit.
Mm-hmm. And then but Nicole loves Sophie, which also mm-hmm. should have been a red flag.
Ooh, she said it.
Joanna, like, even though she was the most scared of the python, she fucking kills it. She turns mm-hmm. it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The fucking owl wooden styling is so cool. I love it.
I love it. Yeah, it's so cool.
Josh does pull her aside and, like, tell her that she's a one-trick pony.
He dragged her
in her coffin that week. Mm-hmm. And Joanna just, like, breaks down and starts crying.
Like, he dragged her. And it was one of those things because she was just complaining a little bit too much for his taste, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, you need to get over this and grow up. Like, you need to stop. No one gives a fuck. No one cares.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she started, like, crying to Kelsey, uh-huh. and Kelsey's comforting her and being like, you're not a one-trick pony, and Josh, like, smells weakness, and he walks over, and he's like, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
He's like, I'm tired to ascend to be Jonathan Peace.
Yeah, he doesn't comfort Joanna at all. He tells her to grow up, and then walks away. And Joanna's just like, okay, cool, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay,
cool, thanks. Yeah, very that.
Amanda is also doing the alligator shoot with the chains, and the it's mm-hmm. like hissing around her. I don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't. Oh no, no, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. I didn't like it. No, no, no. And like, she also gets to pose with the squealing pig, who's also screaming at her. So animals don't like Amanda.
They must just sense
something.
Something's off with her aura.
They're not smelling know. What she's stepping in whatsoever.
Brittany.
And then, poor Brittany.
She's with the macaw and the goldfish, and the macaw poops on her.
Mm-hmm. That's so sad. Like, I was like, it poops on her, which Josh goes, if it's an idea of what it was like on set, he knew. Something like that. Something real yeah. bitchy.
Something like, bitchy to the extent of, like, that's how the shoot went. Poop.
Uh-huh. Poop. Poop joke. Poop joke!
And Catherine needed a shit ton of direction.
Uh-huh.
Pardon the pun. And uh-huh. the Dalmatian ends up jumping on her during her shoot, and she doesn't, like, just roll with it and just is awkward. Jess makes out with the macaw.
Mm-hmm.
Jess would be, like, a bird girl. I've met my fair share, and she fits the bill.
Jess absolutely would be a bird girl.
Have you ever met a bird girl?
Yes, and they are not my people. We are not the same.
Oh, no, same. they usually smoke weed. That's the only thing I think that you have in common with the bird girl.
Yeah, that's mostly it. But honestly, Jessica does everything on set that Catherine couldn't do. And, like, that's just the most egregious part. In my opinion.
They basically have the same shoots, and she kills it. Mm-hmm. I think she is with the macaw and the Dalmatian, so both Brittany and Catherine.
They have the same set.
She's picking up the slack for both of them.
Yeah.
And after the Dalmatian shoot, it's been jumping all over her, and we finally get to see her leg, and it's scratched to the heavens up and down.
It was a lot to see. And Jess is just like,
I better get a good shoot out of these.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I don't, it'll be upsetting. I get that. I agree.
Judging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're
so the guest judge. The guest judge is Cosmo editor Bronwyn McCann.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it just me, or was this judging intro, like, especially dramatic? Like, it was like, knife sound, cut to, cut to, cut to. It was very dramatic.
Oh, okay, sure. I didn't get that vibe, but maybe I was just missing it.
Mm-hmm. But they're working with their biggest clients yet. And Amanda's up first. Her shot with the pig, Gorgiana. And gorgeous. I'm sad that we don't get to see both of them, you know?
I know. Same. But I'm glad they at least gave us one of each of the sets we saw. I think we see at least all of the sets.
Yeah, we see every set. Yeah.
So she makes it into Cosmo. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Brittany.
It's the perfect shot.
Yeah.
Her shot doesn't even look like her. Brittany.
The photo, like, is so cool, but it's nothing of Brittany's doing.
Yeah, it's not because of Brittany. Like,
everybody's impressed with her body language, but is disappointed by her face, which is, again, go, give us nothing.
Yep. Jess is just like, give me more, please.
Please. Sorting you already.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, we see her Dalmatian shoot. Chic, playful, unanimously one of the best shots, and obviously makes it into the magazine.
Obviously. Yeah, they're like, we love it. It's clearly, like, that's it. Done.
Oh, and Brittany made it in, too. Even though, should she have? No.
I mean, they've done this before where the girl didn't, I think last season, where, like, they gave the prize to a girl, or, like, the magazine cover to a girl, and then she wound up going home that week. So, I don't think that should have happened, but whatever.
Inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
So Catherine had a tough week, and they're like, chin up, rub some dirt in it, toughen up.
Like, get over yourself.
So we see her owl shoot, and her bag is crooked. She looks like she's not in control.
She's not even showcasing the bag. That's the worst part.
Well, she's holding it up, but it's like, not intentionally crooked. It's just like a little off center. And it's like, babe, they cannot use that.
They can't use that. Not whatsoever. She didn't do a good job of showcasing the bag.
So I think is she the only one that doesn't get in the magazine?
Yep.
Sad.
Catherine, like, it's just like, it's really just not long for this world, honey.
Poor Catherine. I want to protect her. Protect Catherine at all costs.
I know. She's a sweet girl. Kelsey's shot, on the other hand, incredible. Like, it's gorgeous. She's strong, living for that alligator.
Reptilian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's eating hot. Up. Her it's shot hot. Is in for the editorial. Sophie's goldfish shoot is amazing.
Yeah, they loved her at Cosmo. Like, the stylist and the photographer both loved her. Yeah,
Cosmo loves Sophie.
Mm-hmm. Which I was like, oh, that's a good sign for you, Sophie. That's the first time. That's a good sign.
And then finally, Joanna. They're like, you threw a tantrum this week.
Yep, Alex Perry fully calls her out for throwing a tantrum.
But she didn't even throw a tantrum. She was just, like, sad about losing. And then didn't try to hide her emotions. But she didn't, like, scream or yell or anything. She cried on set, but she waited till her shoot was over. Like, what's the problem? People have done so much worse. She didn't do anything
compared to Kim.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to Kim. I don't understand.
Like, who's done more shit during, like, challenges and things. So, I don't know. I think they just needed a new person to pick on.
Yeah, basically.
Uh-huh. And Alex Perry's like, it's bad form to turn around and have a tanty.
A tanty.
But her shot is gorgeous. She channels her fear of that snake into a gorgeous photo. She ate him up, gave it to him everything. Go girl, give us everything. And she gets both photos in Cosmo because her owl photo, which is the one that Catherine couldn't do, she got two.
The owl photo is incredible. It's gorgeous. Art. I would hang it in my salon.
Stunting.
I want
stunting,
that.
Stunting, hunting.
Find that advertisement and email it to me.
Advertisement and give it to Hillary so she could frame it and have it put in her house. Please.
So, deliberation, we've got Joanna, who threw a temper tantrum on the shoot, and Alex says, I've never thought she was more unpretty.
Ooh, yikes.
Unpretty. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a CW show.
It's a TLC song.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Catherine, they think, is too delicate, and they're worried that she can't get booked because, again, she didn't get booked multiple times in this episode. Charlotte and Sarah are just, like, so disappointed with Brittany. They're just not convinced over it. All right.
But on the opposite end, Charlotte's obsessed with Jessica, and Alex Perry just like, I don't get it. I'm not into this kind of beauty. Like, get it away from me.
Right, basically. And I'm like, so gross. Out of nowhere, Alex Perry decides to call Kelsey arrogant.
Yeah. Which is like Sophie rhetoric that Kelsey's like, arrogant.
Okay. We'll see how the cards align.
And then Sophie turns out was the photographer's favorite of the day. So they can't eliminate her. Mm-hmm. You can't eliminate the favorite.
Nope.
Call out order, Amanda, Jessica, Kelsey, Sophie, Joanna, and then the bottom two are Catherine and Brittany.
Catherine, or Brittany improved this week, but the competition is stoof, and she might just be too young, while Catherine could take a gorgeous photo, but she also might be too fragile for the modeling industry. Yikes.
Yikes.
So. Bye, Catherine.
No, or bye, Brittany. Catherine.
Bye, Brittany. I'm sorry, Jesus. Bye, Brittany. I was stopping attention. The words came out of my mouth before I meant them to come out.
Don't put that into the universe.
Not yet.
Oh, my mom just emailed me an adoptable puppy named Taco.
I want a taco.
He's in Chicago and he's perfect. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do we have a where are they now on Brit?
Yes, Nick correctly predicted that this is going to be another 40-minute nothing burger episode. Thanks, Nick. Thanks.
Yep, you're right.
Love you. But unfortunately, the Where Are They Now is also going to have that same energy. Brittany is the one girl who did more than you can find on the internet, but people didn't archive it because nobody cared. She signed with Pride Models in Italy, and she took about 30 tests, but if you go back at the Wayback Machine on the All Australia's Next Top Model website, she actually has at least 101 photos in her gallery. They don't know if they're tests, if they're print. Nobody knows, nobody cares, and after that, she pretty much vanished. All of her Instagram photos are from 2012, and the most recent photo of her is from 2016 that's in the tagged section. So, that's it for Brit.
Damn. All right, Brit. Yes. How many more episodes do we have left of this season? Five? Yeah, because there's 11 episodes.
Yeah, 5 episodes.
Okay, yes. It's going by really slow, isn't it? I feel like we've been on the season for ever. Months.
Well, we took a week off.
Oh, that's right. That's why. I'll do our social media.
Do it!
You can find all of our social media links at americasnexttopbestfriend.com. You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/nexttopbestfriend, or you can send us an email. nexttopbestfriend@gmail.com. LA listeners, send me Rex. And what else did I ask for during this episode?
I don't know.
Okay. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Loch Ness Mander, and you can find me at Hilarious123Frey.
123Frey.
And that's it for this week, Bibbies.
Yes!
We love you so much.
Yes, we love you so much. Make good choices.
Sorry, see this episode soon. Was kind of boring. It'll be more fun next week, we promise.
What do we
have to look forward to? What's next week?
I don't know. Theater. I don't know what this...
Oh, they have to walk in a lingerie show.
Ooh, sexy.
Thread.
Love to see it.
A photo shoot in the snowy mountains in lingerie. Okay, animal pelts, freezing temperatures, hot.
Amazing.
Until then, bye!
Bye!